Mental health. After mass shootings are increasingly common in the United States and associated with a range of adverse mental health outcomes. In this article, we summarize the small but growing empirical literature on the mental health consequences of mass shootings, describing commonly examined post-shooting outcomes, for example, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, symptoms, risk factors for poor mental health, for example, higher exposure, and protective factors associated with lower symptoms, for example, social support. We then discuss key clinical and ethical challenges that can arise after mass shootings, such as those related to competence and confidentiality, and provide recommendations for evidence-based assessment and practice, including psychological first aid and empirically supported treatments for PTSD. The clinical case study of Jason and his therapist Margaret illustrates the article's key themes. Clinical vignette. Jason is a 34-year-old single black cisgender man who works at a marketing firm in a Midwestern city. For approximately 1 year, he had been seeing a licensed clinical psychologist, a middle-aged white cisgender woman named Margaret. In the affluent suburban town where he lives, Jason initially presented with mild symptoms of depression, for example, low mood, irritability, and anxiety, for example, persistent worry, muscle tension. In working with Margaret, Jason came to recognize that his symptoms were largely situational, stemming from the racial discrimination and microaggressions that he experienced in his majority white town and workplace. Together, Jason and Margaret worked through these challenges using the Healing Racial Trauma Protocol, a suite of empirically supported techniques to address stress and trauma related to racism. Over time, Jason's symptoms had markedly decreased, but he maintained bi-weekly sessions with Margaret for ongoing support with coping and symptom management. Amid his steady improvement, Jason met and fell in love with Jacinda, a multiracial cisgender woman. The two became engaged, with plans to marry within a year and have children soon after. Tragically, this bright vision for Jason's future was shattered in an instant. He and Jacinda were at an opening night, showing of a major action movie at the local theater, when a white cisgender man in his early 20s opened fire on the crowd, killing 12 attendees and injuring 20 others. Among those killed was Jacinda, who was the only non-white fatality of the shooting. Following the shooting, Jason was bombarded with media coverage and images of the event. Reporters called him several times, asking him to tell his story and provide anecdotes about his life and imagined future with Jacinda. Although Jason felt well supported by his close friends and family members, he noticed an increasing desire to isolate himself from his work and other relationships. After the shooting, Jason called Margaret to cancel his upcoming therapy sessions, telling her that he was surviving the crisis and would re-engage when he felt ready. A resident of a neighboring town, Margaret experienced psychological distress related to the shooting and its aftermath, especially since her client was directly affected by it. She felt a strong desire to help Jason and other survivors, but recognized that she lacked training in mental health interventions for the immediate aftermath of mass trauma, such as psychological first aid. 2 months later, Jason reinitiated therapy with Margaret. Margaret evaluated him for symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, such as nightmares, avoidance of reminders of the shooting, and feeling on edge, and found that he met criteria. To support Jason's ongoing recovery process, Margaret recommended cognitive processing therapy, to which he agreed. Key background. Mass shootings are increasingly common in the United States. They are inconsistently defined, resulting in difficulties estimating their rate of occurrence over time. In this paper, we define mass shootings as events that, 1, result in at least 4 firearm-related casualties, 2, occur in the absence of other criminal activity, and 3, take place in a public setting. Using this definition, research has identified 158 mass shootings between 1976 and 2018, showing that they have markedly increased over time in frequency and lethality. We briefly review existing research on the mental health consequences of mass shootings and the relationships between risk and protective factors and post-shooting mental health symptoms. We also discuss clinical and ethical challenges providers might face and present considerations for evidence-based assessment and practice. We conclude by applying these findings to the clinical vignette. Mental health after mass shooting incidents. A small but growing body of literature has examined the mental health consequences of mass shootings. Research includes surveys with survivors, parents, family members, first responders, as well as in-depth interviews with victims' families, local residents, emergency physicians, and journalists. Most studies assess PTSD and major depression symptoms, while fewer examine acute stress disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, or substance use disorder. Other outcomes include psychological distress, grief, anger, somatic complaints, and suicidal ideation. Prevalence estimates vary widely, partly due to differences in study methodology, sample characteristics, and timing. Risk and protective factors. Risk factors for poor post-shooting mental health include prior exposure to trauma, especially sexual assault, pre-shooting mental health symptoms, higher event exposure, such as physical injuries or bereavement, greater exposure to media coverage, emotion regulation difficulties, experiential avoidance, intolerance of uncertainty, low self-worth, low self-efficacy, and social isolation. Protective factors include perceived social support, gratitude, hope, mindfulness. These align with broader stress and coping literature, suggesting that standard approaches to fostering mental well-being are also relevant here. Clinical and ethical challenges. Providers may face challenges related to 1. Competence in trauma interventions 2. Transparency about service limitations and duration 3. Multicultural competence and awareness of positionality 4. Managing personal distress and avoiding burnout 5. Ensuring informed consent and client autonomy 6. Maintaining client privacy in crowded or temporary spaces 7. Avoiding breaches of confidentiality in media or public commentary. Racial dynamics of mass shootings and media coverage can affect survivors' grief and recovery, With evidence of disenfranchised grief and unequal policy responses, evidence-based assessment and practice considerations, there is very limited empirical research on interventions for mass shooting survivors. Preliminary support exists for intensive group therapy and wellness programs, creative arts therapy camps for youth, animal-assisted crisis response, online narrative writing interventions. In the absence of robust research, providers rely on insights from response teams and survivors, published guidelines for mass trauma and firearm injury prevention, phased approaches, pre-event, peri-event, and post-event. Pre-event planning should include training in psychological first aid, PFA, which promotes immediate safety, comfort, and social support.